lot of plans going on.
There's a lot of plans, but it sure is. That's awesome, though. Nice bass line, too. What?
Right?
Woo! Bass barking.
I think that's,
I like
the,
that. Nice that, tone.
That's the thing I like is we talk about the lyrics on our playlist today with Tears in Heaven. The structure of the song is 100% a blues song. Like the structure in which he wrote, which goes right in vein with who he was leading up to this song.
But
take a twist on it to have that more relaxed acoustic singer-songwriter vibe, you can take the blues. What was it? You can take the blues out of the man, or you can take the man out of the blues, but not the blues out of the man. That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always there.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. It's like we have a default setting. You know, things may change in our lives, but when push comes to shove, we go back to the default.
Right.
You know, like a computer shuts down, and if it doesn't remember anything else, goes back to the default, goes to the original setting.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we do that in our life. You know, we not go back to relive maybe dark times of the past or something like that. But the reset is remembering that our whole identity comes from identifying with Christ.
Amen.
Right? That our identity comes from, sharing in his life. You know, recognizing that from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 that, you know, we have his divine life in us.
Yeah.
And that's the default setting that we should all aspire to and remember.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Today's song, beautiful song, Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. That was written and released in 1991. After the death of Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son who fell out of a window in New York City. I remember that. I was in the monastery when that happened. But I remember hearing about it. First of all, obviously from other students, and then reading some things about it. Because we didn't have television in the monastery, of course.
Right.
But yes, absolutely beautiful song, and we can't wait to dive into it. But we'd love to hear from you today. Your hope in heaven. You know, all of us have lost people that we love, parents, children, siblings, good friends. And, and we think about them, you know, our hearts are full when we remember them. Sometimes it's tinged with a little bit of sadness because they're no longer here. And we no longer can experience them. But our joy lies in the hope of heaven, that we will see them again one day and then spend eternity with them. We'd love to hear from you as we reflect on Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. What is your hope in heaven? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, we're asking for you to keep in prayer and also think about your best gift of support as one of our radio partners is calling on you. Real Presence Radio with 27 stations now covering the Dakotas, Wisconsin, Wyoming. They are definitely psyched up for their spring live drive. Going to be kicking off on Tuesday, going through Thursday. And they have a theme of no matter where you live, please support Catholic Radio. So I love as we continue to support and see it grow. It's because of your support that is happening. So Real Presence Radio in our prayers for their pledge drive next week.
All right, my friends. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Tears in Heaven by the one and only legend Eric Clapton. Again, written after the tragic death of his 4-year-old son, released back in 1991. Would love to hear your thoughts about your hope in heaven. You know, what is your greatest hope? Maybe seeing someone, your parents again, or, you know, your hope in seeing maybe children or other people that have died before you. Like, what are your expectations about heaven? How are you right now leading your life to get to heaven? Mm-hmm. You know, because it's not just, you know, just so I'm a good person, I'll get to heaven. No, it doesn't work that way. Jesus never says that once in the Gospels. Just be good and you'll get to heaven. But yet our hope lies in following Christ's footsteps, picking up our cross and following him to eternal life. Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 1-833-288-3986. Remember, you can also text us at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name, how you're listening, followed by your brief question. Remember that message and data rates may apply. All right, so let's dive into the lyrics of this song. Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Wow, interesting first line there.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, would you not recognize me? And would you know, would you remember me? Would you know? I mean, it's almost probing the mystery of heaven. You know, because when I think about it, like, what is heaven like? We just heard the reading not too long ago. I think one of the daily readings, weekday readings, Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are, the mansion has many rooms, mm-hmm. you know, and I go to prepare a place for you. Now, of course, heaven is not a physical location where there's rooms like a hotel right. or something. I mean, Jesus is trying to use human language and analogy to try to describe something that's completely indescribable.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's interesting that Eric Clapton would start this song off. Would you know my name if I saw you? I was like, would you remember me? You know, I think it's an interesting way to start.
Yeah, well, and I've heard people say, well, man, when I get to heaven, I'm going to beeline for Jesus, or I'm going to see my grandma and I'm taking off, you know, whatever. I mean, that is a curious question, which to me, what I will say, if there's any good things that come in losing someone you love, is it does make us soul search. It makes us ask those questions of, A, am I ready? B, why would God take them now? How much longer do I have? You know, am I ready? You know, all of those things. So if our own mortality is always being in check when we lose someone, then losing them at least has that. So we're always, as you said, are we checking our default to make sure that we're in a place that we're always leaning into God so that we're ready for that day?
Yeah, would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Would it be the same if I saw you in heaven? Because obviously when we lose someone we love, we remember them.
Right.
We remember them in our minds. We have our memories of them. And we also remember them in our hearts. And that's why our hearts are often heavy. Mm. But when we're, you know, we're thinking about them. But, you know, we often don't stop to think. I think I actually... a wonderful way to think about, will they remember us?
Right.
You know, are they thinking about us, you know, while they're there in heaven? You know, are they going to remember us? Would it be the same? Like, are we going to have obviously not going to be the same relationship because as you mentioned earlier, you know, there's going to be no more sin. You know, there's no more pain. It's, you know, Book of Revelation, every tear will be wiped away. You know, and again, interesting name of the song, Tears in Heaven, because there won't be tears in heaven.
Right.
You know, but again, I like reflecting on the song. I think it's kind of a reverse thing. We remember them. We cry for them. But are they doing the same for us? Like remembering us, you know, and what is that experience of heaven like? I mean, I always think like, what is it going to be like? I just don't know. And I think for me, that's where the. I don't want to say fear. I'm not afraid, but it's just like, I don't know what to expect.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not like when I get on a plane, I'm going someplace I've never been before.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to actually get there and see it and I'll experience it. But, and then I'll go home. But when you're heaven, you are home.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's a beautiful thing to think about. That's part of the power of this song.
Yeah. Well, and I'm always intrigued, you know, hearing people who have had near-death experiences and what they saw and what they felt and all that. And to me, in the little nuggets, and what's great is none of them are beknownst to each other, but yet they all somehow line up with bright lights, warm feeling, nothing but love, like all of that. And if that's just, you know, a morsel of some kind of insight into what no one knows until you get there, I don't know that we're necessarily going to be running for Jesus's face if the light is as bright as some have described it to be, but I think that's, we're supposed to have that longing for. You know, it's like, you know, when a kid gets picked up from carpool and they see mom, they see this sea of strangers. There'll be just as many strangers to us in heaven as there are those that we know, right? So you're looking past all of the faces that you may not recognize to get to the ones. Or if they are right there at the gates waiting for you or whatever, you know, all of no one really knows till you get there. That's why we have to do our part to be ready for when our time comes.
Yeah, that's so true. Beacon of Truth playlist episode. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. And today we're looking at the beautiful song Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton, released in 1991 after the tragic death of his four-year-old son. And so we're breaking open that song today on Beacon of Truth. Would love to hear from you, hear about your hope in heaven, and maybe want to share a thought or reflection about someone that you loved that's gone before you, and maybe your hope in experiencing the love of that person again in heaven. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. John is calling from Stockton, California, listening on Sirius XM 130. John, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm calling regarding my wife. She passed away November 1st, 2024, after a brief bout of nasty cancer. And there's a few things I want to mention before we go further. I had not known that she had been baptized because she was a Lutheran by faith, and I wasn't aware that she'd been baptized. And so I had called a priest while she was dying to see if I should give her last rites because there was nobody around to do so. And I did the best I could. I followed directions and such and did what I did. And then when she passed away, about a week after she passed away, the family, that's all my kids and one of her sisters, went on a hike up in the mountains where she loved to hike with me. And as we're hiking, we get up to an elevation where my granddaughter stopped, and she looks down towards the valley, and she feels a breeze come through, and she goes, "Oh, I feel Gigi," and that was her name for my wife. And so my son, Matt, took a picture of her, and when he took the picture, he shared it with us. And in that picture, what we saw was Marin, my granddaughter, and then, if I cry, I'm sorry, there's the sun with two wings, two angel wings, and I tried like heck several times to replicate that. There was just no way, and it wasn't a glitch with my lens, to be honest with you. Well, I went further up the road, the hike, with my son and granddaughter and my sister-in-law following, and as I get around the bend, I notice a gigantic heart in the middle of the trail made out of pine cones. And what's significant about the pine cones is my wife would always gather pine cones whenever we were hiking this trail. And we would bring them home and, of course, burn them in the chimney or something. And then the next thing that happened that was kind of significant was when we had our celebration of life. We were at my brother's house, and my youngest son had his drone up in the air taking a view of us and such. And we had gathered in a big circle. I had a balloon I was going to let go. And when I let go of the balloon, everybody moves back. And we formed a heart. How could that be? We didn't choreograph it or anything else. Mm. And last but not least, at the funeral itself, during Mass, I had received communion, had gone back to the pew, and I was kneeling, closed my eyes, and this is tough. I saw my wife in a vision in my eyes, and she was dressed in white with the light shining all around her, brilliant as could be. I mean, it was just ridiculously beautiful. And so, anyway, I hope to see my wife in heaven when I get up there, to be honest with you, let alone, you know, do the things that I need to do. I'm a churchgoer. I belong to the Bible study. I'm in the men's ministry. In fact, right now I'm going on to a class on the 33 days of the Eucharistic glory at St. Anne's. And so I believe it's going to happen. I don't doubt that at all. And this morning I was lucky and fortunate enough to see a video on St. Teresa of Avila and her dealings with the Lord and the vision she had, her allowance to see how purgatory was like and how we should pray for the people in purgatory, how we should act, mass, etc. So I mean, there were some beautiful things that were said, but at the same time, I truly do believe I'm going to see my wife in heaven, and we're going to spend eternity together, but and praise the Lord during that time. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm a true believer. Nobody's going to convince me otherwise, period. Unless when I die, God changes the rules.
What a beautiful witness and testimony. You know, I think sometimes God will do that. He'll surprise us. He'll give us signs, mm-hmm. you know, showing that the person that we love is okay.
Yeah.
You know, In fact, that happened to me once in South Africa. My first time going to that country, and I was more excited than nervous, but I was really tired. It was like almost 23-hour plane rides all together to get to Johannesburg. And so I went to the person's house that I was staying in, and I was lying down taking a nap, and I had this incredible bout of cramps, like muscle cramps, muscle spasm cramps that were incredibly painful. And the first thing I did was cry out for my mom. Mm. And as soon as I did that, they stopped. You know, the cramping stopped, the pain stopped. And I thanked my mom for her intercession. I mean, so I think every once in a while, God does give us signs to show us that the people that we love are okay. The thing is that we need to do our part to make sure that we can get to heaven and spend it. We just can't think it's just a done deal. We have to really work hard to ensure that we're maintaining that deep, intimate, personal relationship with Jesus that will be fulfilled in the marriage feast of heaven, right? That we all hope to get aspire to one day.
Well, you know, and as we talk about the song, you know, the first verse, you know, goes on where even, you know, Clapton is doubting his own presence in heaven.
Yeah.
Like, I don't deserve to be here. So would you at least recognize me if I was here long enough to see you? And I think that's the part that, first of all, that we cannot even fathom being in a headspace where we don't doubt ourselves. But to know and to be in a place here surrounded by people who can constantly remind us, or to have those visual reminders of those that have gone before us, so that we can always be reminded that there is a heaven waiting for us, that we always have to be in check of that, and that you are worthy. I mean, you know, still here we are in celebration of Easter for a reason. You know, it deserves a celebration of what Christ did, so that we can then, there's nothing to separate us from God if we so choose, right? And so that celebration should be what motivates us to stay in check. We're going to make mistakes. We're not going to be perfect. But doubting whether you deserve heaven, I mean, none of us necessarily deserve it, but God loves us enough that he wants to gift that to us. And we can embrace that gift and have something to look forward to for all the right reasons. But this song is just another one of those reminders where we all have had these thoughts.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Tears in Heaven by the legend Eric Clapton. Would love to hear thoughts about your hope in heaven. And this song was released after the death of his 4-year-old son, released back in 1991. And so would love to hear your thoughts, your hope in heaven. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And now that next verse, Ace, would you hold my hand if I saw you in heaven? Would you help me stand if I saw you in heaven? I'll find my way through night and day because I know I just can't stay here in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, you know, hold your hand. Would you help me stand? If I find my, but I just, because I know I just can't stay here in heaven. It's almost like he wants to be assured that his, I mean, again, I'm not saying what Eric, I mean, when I look at this from a faith perspective, it's almost like he wishes he could gleam into heaven to like get a vision of heaven just to make sure that everything's okay, that his son's okay, that his son will still recognize him, his son still thinks about him and the way he thinks about his son, that he's no longer on earth. And he goes, I know I just can't stay here in heaven. So to me, it's like, I just want to be assured that he's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know by faith, but sometimes you just want to know, like, have tangible, like, know for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it almost seems like that he's making that kind of petition, if you will, in this song.
Yeah, and it could be with a grace of humility, you know, where it's like, I know I don't deserve to be here, but if I make it, would you recognize me? Would you stand with me? would we, you know, what would we remember all the things that we did together and the love that we have and share? And I think that is the thing, no matter where you are in your walk with God, and if, you know, this is your conversion, reversion, introduction of anything, because you realize you've tried to live your life your way and it hasn't worked, that the opportunity to know that you get to be with all the loved ones that have prayed for you when you didn't know you needed it. Very thankful for that for myself. The people that you have had a relationship with on any level, and then those that you influence that you didn't know that you influenced. And then God is able to show you, because of your faith, all of these people are up here because of you, or all of these people were here because they had been praying for you and you're here now because of them. Like, all of that. But the most impossible thing then, and this is where I feel like we always struggle in our faith, is that we cannot see past our worst thing we ever did. So if the past is the past, that's the first thing that you know, you say there's no tears in heaven. I don't know how I would react if all of a sudden all I felt was nothing but love. I felt no disdain for anyone. I felt no ill, negative anxiety thought about myself or anything that I had, you know, 30 seconds prior, you know, in the flesh. But when our human existence becomes only a spiritual existence, I mean, that is a flood of, I'm excited to feel it, but man, I don't know that I can 100% agree that there's no tears in heaven.
Yeah. I mean, I think, when the book of Revelation talks about that, I think no sadness, because yeah, love will overwhelm everything.
Right.
No more sadness, no more pain, you know, none of those things that we experience here on earth in that way will we experience in heaven, because we'll be in the beatific vision face to face with God forever.
Amen.
You know, love that. Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're talking about an amazing song, Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. Let's go to Ellen calling from Mississippi. Listen on Sirius XM 130. Ellen, welcome to Beacon of Truth. Ellen, you there? All right. All right. Let's go to Teresa in New Jersey, my home state, listening on Sirius XM 130. Teresa, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you for being
okay.
here.
Okay. Do I turn off my radio now? Or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I just wanted to share. My mom just died about 5 days ago. And
gosh, so sorry.
The morning she died, my niece had a dream. And she dreamt that there was a man. She really wasn't, she's not that religious. She had a dream of a man in a robe, long robe, with their arms outstretched, and he had like a radiance from his head. And he had his arms outstretched saying, and he said, "Welcome home." And she woke up immediately. She couldn't figure out what it meant until she heard my sister in the driveway pulling out, her mom. And she texted her, "Where are you going?" And so they went to the hospital together because she had just gotten the call that my mom died at the same time that she was having the dream. So it was a reassurance, I think, for all of us. And also just a beauty that my mom had gone to heaven instantly, which is, I think it's rare. So I was pretty thrilled. And I was reassured just that God's thinking of us and how much he loved my mom. Mm. And loves my mom.
Yeah, and sorry to hear about the death of your mom. I lost my mom. So I'm right there with you. I know what that's like. Let me ask you this: your niece, did she talk any more about that experience? Did you think it was just coincidence that when she had that vision, not being very religious at the same time that her grandma died? You know, so did she like make the connection or think like, wait a minute, what is this? Or want to explore faith a little deeper? Or is she still processing it?
It's early yet, but I think that Emily's sort of in the background, but she loves my mom. And I think it was God's way of touching her heart. And I think that it will be an introduction. It also made everyone see, oh, God takes sometimes the least of us to give the gift. You know what I mean? It was kind of like that. I just thought it was a special gift to Emily, but for all of us, but through Emily. and it was very special to me. And I felt like Emily really will move forward in a different way through this experience.
Yeah, you know, and it makes me think, Teresa, and Jesus says, unless the seed falls to the ground and dies, it cannot bear fruit. So maybe, you know, because all of us are going to die, but maybe especially the death of your mama will bear fruit in the life of your niece. All right, beautiful. All right, my friends, tomorrow we continue our series For Your Marriage. We're going to talk about financial and domestic help. Now, remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio. And until we're together again, my friends, don't forget to see us tonight, our last night in Bloomsdale, Missouri. This is The Hour, St. Agnes Catholic Church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.